Hello and welcome. This is at trustgodonly.com. And the title is There a God? Is the Word of God real? Does God exist? Is there a God is a question that many people ask or just say no to. For many, they do believe that there is a God. They have found out that God does exist by faith. They have proven some of the promises that God has presented to man. Many have received countless blessings from God because of their hope, faith, and trust in God. All man has to do is love God back in order to receive His blessings. Some have found God through His blessed Son, Jesus Christ. They have found that the only way back to God is through Jesus, as it is written in the Scriptures, the Word of God. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." But by accepting Jesus, you accept God and you find out that God is real. Some people don't believe the existence of God. They may believe in evolution, or when their life is done here, then that is it. It may be more convenient for them not to believe, because then they are not bound to do something that they don't want to do. They may fear knowing the truth, or they may believe that there's not enough evidence to believe. Or some religions or cults don't support a God. But whatever the case may be, people should try and seek the truth. Being closed-minded or trusting in man will get you nowhere. We take believing in our own mind and whatever someone else says for granted, way too much. We need to take responsibility and do some research for ourselves. It's not that hard to investigate what is truth and what is not. It can take a lot of work on our part in pursuing truth, but the reward in the end is always worth it. So is there a God? There has to be an order for us to know the difference between right and wrong. It's something that is embedded in us from the time we are born. Our mind is always telling us when not to do something because it isn't right. Yet some override what is right and do wrong anyway. Would you trust someone that comes along and says, "Hey, I have a money-making deal for you. Just give me $2,000 and I'll make you rich"? Would you hand over $2,000 to someone that makes a claim like that? You probably wouldn't. But if it got your attention, you would definitely look into the matter to see if it is a scam or not. The same goes for God and Jesus. They want you to seek them out. Do some investigating and research. Work what they have taught to see if you can prove that what they say is truth. It is so much easier to write something off or say that God doesn't exist and walk away than it is to prove that He does. But in actuality, it's not that hard to prove that God does exist. So is there a God? Does God exist? Can we find out if God is real? What about the existence of God? All these questions can easily be answered if you open your mind and have a little faith. Many have tried to prove that God doesn't exist and couldn't do it. So this is what I have to say to those that don't believe in God. Try and prove that He doesn't exist. Call on Jesus Christ, and He will lead you to God and God will reveal himself to you. What have you got to lose? Your time? You do that watching TV or doing things that don't add any value to your life. Open your mind and your heart and seek the truth in Jesus Christ. May God bless you always, and thank you.